The Seder night is a time that we do many things that are zecher l'mikdash. We do many things that remind us of how it was done when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Of course, the most famous of these is Korech. Korech is a takana d'rabbanan, zecher l'mikdash kehillel. We eat the matzah and the morah as a zecher to the way that Hillel ate the Korban Pesach. He ate the matzah and the morah together. According to one girsa, he ate Pesach, matzah, morah. So that's certainly one example of Zecher LeMikdash. But we pointed out in the Gemara Shiurim that the Netziv in his Hakdama to the Haggadah suggests that maybe there are other things that we do Zecher LeMikdash as well. Take, for example, the fact that we wash before Karpas. We don't normally wash for Davar Shetibula B'mashkeh. If we have a fruit or a vegetable that we're dipping into a liquid, into water, into one of the Zayin Mashkim, we normally don't wash. And in fact, the Taz is his famous question, how can it be, Manishtana, why is Pesach different than every other time during the year that we don't wash for Davar Shetibula B'mashkim? And somehow on the Pesach night, we do wash for Davar Shetibula B'mashkim, what's the difference? So the Netziv suggests, maybe the answer is that Pesach night is different, that we're washing for Davar Shetibula B'mashkim as a Zecher L'Mikdash. A zecher to the Ochle Korban Pesach, those who were eating the Korban Pesach, Ochle Kodshim, they were more concerned for Tumah V'Tara, they did wash for Davar Shetibula B'mashkeh. So at the Seder, if we know Zecher LeMikdash, then we're going to wash for Davar Shetibula B'mashkeh, even if during the year we never do that. What's more, we wear a kittel at the Seder. The Mitziv wants to say that maybe wearing the kittel is also a Zecher LeMikdash. We mentioned that other Achronim suggest that it's a Siman Avelos, that perhaps we don't want to get carried away, since on the Seder night we demonstrate Cheiros and we bring out all of our fine dishes and so many beautiful things. We shouldn't get carried away with the wealth that Baruch Hashem we've been blessed with. So we have a Siman Avelos to remind ourselves that life is not forever. Zokta Netziv, maybe that's not the reason, maybe the real reason to wear the kittel is as a Zecher LeMikdash, L'moshcha, Kederach Shemalachim Osim, that people who are special, they would wear special garments, and those who are Ochle Kodshim, like the princes, like the Malachim, they would wear Big Day Lovan, they'd wear expensive white clothing, fancy white clothing, so maybe that's what we're doing, wearing a kittel, fancy white clothing, since we're doing Zecher LeMikdash, like the Ochle Kodesh, like the Ochle Korban Pesach, so therefore we wear a kittel on the Seder. There are other things that we do throughout the year that are Zecher LeMikdash as well. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, Hefte Ilchas Tisha B'Av. In Simon Tov Kuv Samach, the Shulchan Aruch lists off many minhagim that we have that are Zecher LeMikdash. The Mashal, we put ash on the head of the Chasan, and we break a glass at the Chuppah, and when we build a new home, we're supposed to leave Amal Amma, opposite the door, we leave a certain area that's not finished as a Zecher LeMikdash. Many things that are Zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we have mitzvahs that are Zecher LeMikdash. Taking the lulav kol shiva, taking dalet minim, all 7 days of Sukkot and 8 days in Chutz Laretz, that's a Zecher LeMikdash. It's machtam lefein Hashem lekechem shiva as yomim in the Beis HaMikdash. They took a lulav in Esrog 7 days. So that's the mitzvah. In our Torah, there's only a mitzvah to take the dalamin on the first day, but Zecher LeMikdash, we take it the whole Yom Tov. As the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph says, Tzion hi dorei shein la, Pasuk, quotes a Pasuk, Tzion hi Tzion, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, dorei shein la, there's no one looking after it, no one seeking out Tzion, no one thinking of the Beis HaMikdash, Michlal debaya drishi, you have to think of the Beis HaMikdash. So we certainly find other minhagim Zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash throughout the year. But why exactly did Chazal institute minhagim at the Seder that are Zecher LeMikdash? What's the idea that at the Seder we should be focusing so much on Zecher LeMikdash? We find another interesting minhag at the Seder. The Ramah in Siman Tov Ayin Vav in Siv Beis, he writes that there's a minhag to eat eggs on the Seder night. Why do we eat eggs? Because eggs are a siman avelos. And Tisha B'Av always falls out on the same day of the week as the Seder, the same night of the week as the Seder. So this year, the Seder is Motzei Shabbos, the first Seder. So Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday. Motzei Shabbos is going to be Tisha B'Av. Interesting. That's the way the calendar works, that the night of Tisha B'Av is the night of the Seder. So says the Ramah, there's an old minhag to eat eggs. before the rest of the Suda, some people have fish, some people have chicken, whatever else they'll have at the Suda, but they start with eggs and they put it in salt water, and then you put it into salt water, as a siman avelus for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why should we have a siman avelus at the Seder? We're going to be misabel for the Churban Beis HaMikdash at the Seder? Well, what's the makom to be misabel for the Churban Beis HaMikdash at the Seder? And what's the connection between Tisha B'Av and the Seder? Like, why is the calendar arranged in such a way that the night of Tisha B'Av is the night of the Seder? Ramban, in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, comments that Sefer Bereishis talks about creation. It's the Sefer Yetzira. But what is Sefer Shmos? The Ramban calls Sefer Shmos is the Sefer of Golos and Geula. Golos and Geula. And the Ramban is troubled. He says, why is it that if Sefer Shmos is all about Golos and Geula, why do we include the Binyan HaMishkan in Sefer Shmos? First glance, the Geula of Klal Yisrael was over at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet the Sefer continues here, way past Parashas B'Shalach. We have Yisrael, we have Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakal Pekudei. There's so much more to Sefer Shmos than just Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is it like that? Says the Ramban, because even after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was still like golden. They did not have a Geula, a complete Geula. Until they came to Har Sinai, they were Makabel the Torah, until they built the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned to them, and he was Mashre Hishchina amongst them. Until then, they didn't have a full Geula. They were still in Golos. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashre Hishchina in the Mishkan, then they were Shavu El Mailas Avosam, then they returned to the Mail of the Avos, and then they had a complete Geula. Ramban is saying that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just that we should have the physical redemption, but rather we should have a Yetzias Mitzrayim and a Kabbalah Satorah and a Binyan HaMishkan. Without the Hashras Hashchin and the Mishkan, the Geula of Mitzrayim was not complete. And we know the Mishkan was only a temporary structure. The ultimate is to have the Shechina and the Beis HaMikdash. To have a Geula Shlema, we need a Beis HaMikdash. And without the Beis HaMikdash, there's something missing from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Twersky once pointed out very beautifully that if the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so then it would seem as though part of the mitzvah of Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be mishtokek for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We have to long for the Beis HaMikdash. Without longing for the Beis HaMikdash and without expressing our longing for the Beis HaMikdash, both in deed and in our dibur, then we're missing something from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And maybe that's why Chazal instituted so many things that are Zeichel HaMikdash on the Seder night, to stress this point, that we have to be mishtokek for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We have to realize that we're missing something. We're missing something. We have to be mishtokek for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, not just because on the Seder night, so much of the Seder, Bezmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, revolved around the Korban Pesach. And we miss the Korban Pesach, and we want to go back to the Korban, we want to have the Korban Pesach once again. It's more than that. It's not just the Korban Pesach, that's part of the story. That's the story of the Beis HaMikdash for the Seder night. But it's more than that, because we really have to be mishtokek for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in general. Until we have a Beis HaMikdash, we're missing, to some extent, the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how can we have a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without expressing a longing for the Beis HaMikdash? And maybe that's the connection between the Leil HaSeder and Tisha B'Av. Why is it that Tisha B'Av always falls out the night of the Seder, the same night during the week as the Seder? The answer is because the Churban Beis HaMikdash took away, detracted a little bit from the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's appropriate that it's the same day, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the day of the Churban, because that's what the Churban did. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the first step in the process of Geulas Yisrael, which culminated with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Tisha B'Av started to break the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why it works out in the calendar that they happen to be on the same day. Rabbi Twersky wanted to explain, based on this, the Brach of Asher Ga'olanu. You know, the Mishnah in Psachim, Adav Kuv Tezayin, quotes a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin. What's the nusach of the bracha Asher Ga'olanu? Rabbi Tarfin says that the bracha is a simple bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher Ga'olanu, v'goal asav aseinu mi Mitzrayim. That's it, according to Rabbi Tarfon. A Birchas Hodah, at the end of Magid, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to add, Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu Yagienu l'moadim v'l'ergolim achim abom l'kasenu l'sholom Smeichim b'vinyan yirecha v'sosim v'avodasecha v'nochol shem v'nazvachim v'napsachim. We add a whole tefillah, a whole bakasha, that we should have a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be able to bring the Zvachim and the Psochim, the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. We'll be able to bring Karbanos to you. We'll be able to serve you. It's a nice tefillah, but why does Rabbi Akiva feel that that's part of Asher Galanu? The Bracha Asher Galanu is the culmination of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, culmination of the Magid section of the Seder. So it should be a Birchas Hodah on Geulas Mitzrayim. Why does Rabbi Akiva feel that you should add such a long tefillah? What's the makom for this? If it's a Birchas Hodah, so why are you adding a bakasha and a tefillah at the end? But perhaps the answer is that if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not complete without the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and a chelik of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be mishtokek for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then you can't just thank Hashem for the Geula, for taking us out of Mitzrayim itself. No, you have to add the bakasha. We're thankful you took us out of Mitzrayim, but without the Beis HaMikdash, the Geula from Mitzrayim was incomplete. We ask that the Geula of Mitzrayim should be made complete once again, that we should have a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more completely with the Shekhinah in the ultimate sense. And this could be why at the end of Dayenu, it's quite interesting. Dayenu not only talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it talks about Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar too, but how does Dayenu end? We have Dayenu, all the things we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and then we say, Alachas kama v'kama tova kfula mechupeles lamakom aleinu, sholtzionu mimitzrayim, v'asa b'em shvatim, v'asa b'eloheim, etc., etc., etc. And how do we end? The Karvanu l'fnei Arasina v'nasanlanu esatar v'echnisanu le'eretz Yisrael. What's the last word? Uvanu lanu es beis habechira. The final word on Dayenu, the final thanks that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Uvanu lanu es beis habechira. Without the beis habechira, we're missing something. Okay, it's a nice idea. The beis habechira, the beis hamikdash is very important, but what does it have to do with Dayenu? The answer is, if that's the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, without the beis habechira, then the Geulas Mitzrayim was not complete. So when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geulas Mitzrayim, we thank Him for building a Beis HaMikdash. We thank Him for bringing us to Beis HaMikdash, bringing us to the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We start to say there with Kaddish. What do we say in the Baruch of Kiddush, Asher Bachabonu Mikolam, V'Ramamonu Mikoloshon, V'Kiddushonu B'Mitzvosov? Ramamonu Mikoloshon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meromim Klal Yisrael above all nations of the world. How Zokr of Pam, V'Kiddushonu B'Mitzvosov? The Romimus of Klal Yisrael, the grandeur of Klal Yisrael, our majesty comes from mitzvahs, the fact that we're Shomer Torah mitzvahs. It's through the mitzvahs that a person is elevated and he's distinguished and he's separated from the outside world. He's higher than the outside world. The Gaon says that this is a similar idea that's expressed in Parashas Kisavo. The Pasuk says, Yikimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh kasher nish balach kisishma es mitzvos Hashem alokecha beholachta bedrocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you into an am kadosh, into a holy people. Kisishma es mitzvos Hashem alokecha, when you keep the mitzvahs, when you observe the mitzvahs. V'ro'o kol amei ha'aretz k'shema shemnikra lecha v'yaru mimeka. All the amei ha'aretz, all the people of the world will see that the Shem Hashem is nikra alecha and they'll be afraid of you. Simple pshat is that when Klal Yisrael observe the mitzvahs, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a havtocha that the nations of the world are going to be afraid of us. But the Gaon explains differently. That it means they'll learn Yirah Shamayim from you. They'll learn how to live from you. They'll see how to live an elevated existence from you. How do they see that? If you observe mitzvahs. Yikimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh kisishma es mitzvos Hashem alokecha. V'yaru mimeka comes when kisishma es mitzvos Hashem alokecha. When you observe the mitzvahs, then you become an elevated people. You have aromamos from the rest of the world. And the world looks up to you and sees that that mankind can live for a higher purpose. The Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tfilin, in Mitzvah Tov Chof Aleph, echoes a similar idea. His Loshen is Sheyesh Chil Hashem Lehischase Biktas Mitzvos Ulaharshia Biktasun. It's a Chil Hashem to do some mitzvos carefully, but not to do other mitzvos properly. It's a package deal, the Sefer HaChinuch says. You have to do all the mitzvos. You have to have a shleimus in all the mitzvos. Because if you do some, but you don't do the other, that doesn't present you in the best light. It's when you have the package of all the mitzvos together, bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chavero, all the mitzvos together, that's when you become elevated, and that's when other people really see that you're different and they're mushba from you. This is the message of the Kiddush, that Kiddushanu b'mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the mitzvos, and he's raised us, he's elevated us above the other nations of the world. Okay, we discussed many parts of the Seder in the Halacha Shem. I'm not going to go over Urchatz and Karpas and Yachatz. You'll look at your notes for that. Let's skip to Magid. Why is Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim called Hagodah? The Avudram says the simple pshat is he got it all of Incha, it's the Loshon of the Pasuk. But that begs the point. Why does the Pasuk say Vihigarata and not Vi'amarta or Vi'siparta Levincha? What's the Loshon Hagodah? So a second answer that the Avudram suggests is that Higarata is from a Loshon Hoda'a or Shevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. In fact, we find this in Parshas Kisavo, in Parshas Bikurim. He got it the Hayom LaHashem Elokecha. The person who brings the Bikurim up to the Beis Hamikdash, he tells the Kohen, he got it the Hayom LaHashem Elokecha. I say today. What does that mean? I say today before Hashem your God. The Targum Yerushalmi says, he got it the Hayom means Shvachis Yom Adinan. I praise this very day. The Targum Yonasan says, Odina. Odina, I am thankful this very day. Higanati seems to be a Loshon Shvach v'Hodah. But why is that? Why is Haggadah Shevach v'Hodah? Why is there a sense of praise in the Loshon Haggadah? So I saw in the Sefer Seder Ha'oruch, which is a beautiful three-volume compendium on Hilchas Leil HaSeder, Haggadah of Leil HaSeder, so much. So he quotes someone, he doesn't quote them by name, but someone wants to give an answer based on a Malbim in Tehillim. At the Malbim in Tehillim, we know the Malbim distinguishes between different synonyms. He tries to tell us what is the difference between particular words that seem similar. So the Malbim suggests that the difference between Haggadah and Sipur is that Sipur is telling a story in the past, talking about history. Haggadah is telling a story that's relevant even in the present. He quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, says, Hashemayim esapim kvod kel umasa yodav magid harakia. The Shemayim tell of the kvod of Hashem, and masa yodav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the rakia, the sky, speaks of masa yodav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It sounds like a doubling of the Lashon, right? The Shemayim, the skies tell about the grandeur of Hashem. Incredible. You look up at the sky and you say, wow, there's a Borei Olam here. What's the difference between the two parts of the pasuk? So the Malbim explains that Shamayim Misabim, the Shamayim over here refer to the higher spheres. The higher spheres that Misabim Kvokel, they speak of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. These are the spheres of the sky that we don't even see. They're so far in the galaxy. But they're incredible. The grandeur of the solar system is incredible. That demonstrates Godless Hashem, Godless Abore. But the Rokia is the part of the sky that is relevant to us, that does affect us. The Rokia is the part of the sky that the rain comes from. It's a lower part of the sky. So that's why the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Mesapim Kokel, the Shemayim are only Mesapim. There's a Loshon of Sipur. It's something in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. That's something in the past. But what is the Rakia Magid? What does the Rakia speak of that's relevant? The Rakia talks about Masa Yoda. They talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur. That's relevant to us even now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechadesh Betuva B'chol Yom Tomid Maisa Bereshis. That's not something in the past. The creation of Shamayim Ba'aretz in the past. That's something that's relevant. He's mechadesh, the world, each and every day, the plants growing in the rain and the world functioning. That's something he does each and every day. And for that is a lashon of Haggadah, not a lashon of Sipur. I thought perhaps we can add to this another point that we find in the Torah. There are many chalomos, in Sefer Bereishis, there are many different dreams that are mentioned. And we find the concept of Sipur associated with chalomos. It says, Vayachalom Yosef chalom vayesaper oso le'echov. He tells the story of the chalom to his brothers. With the Sar Mashkim, he tells him, Sapernoli. The Sar Mashkim says, I have a chalom. So Yosef says, Sapernoli, tell me the story. And Sar Mashkim says, Vayesaper Sar Mashkim, El Yosef. Vayesaper Paro lohemes chalomo ve'imposer osam lefar. Paro tells his chalom to all of the Khartoumim. They're not able to interpret the dream in a way that Paro is happy with. Constantly, chalom, sipur achalom, telling over achalom is associated with the word sipur. And then suddenly when Paro looks to Yosef, he says that I've told the dream to all of the Khartoumim, va'omar ela Khartoumim ve'ein magidli. I tell to all the Khartoumim ve'ein magidli, and they're not telling me. Suddenly there's a shift in the language. He doesn't say ve'ein amistaprimli, they're not telling me what the answer is. When it comes to the interpretation of the dream, Paro says ve'ein magidli. I thought maybe the answer is that the dream itself is not relevant to Paro. He doesn't care about the details of the shibolim and the animals, they're eating each other. That's irrelevant to him. It's the pisron hachalom, the interpretation of the dream, that's relevant to Paro. So about that, he uses a lashon magid, Haggadah. Haggadah means that there's a story that's relevant to me. Paro is saying, no one's telling me the story that's relevant to me. It's not entering into my ears. It's not resonating with me. I don't hear the interpretation that they're giving. Haggadah is a lashon that applies when it's relevant to the individual. And that's taka why in the parasha of Mikra Bikurim we use a lashon Haggadah. He got it the ayom la'ashem elokecha. It's relevant to me. The person comes up, he tells the kohen, he's a Bikurim. It's relevant to me. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he brought us here, and I have fruits, and I'm so thankful. The Haggadah, the fact that the story is relevant to me makes it Hodah. It makes me thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. It's a Lashon Hodah because it's so relevant. Maybe that's the idea in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. We know that everyone, the Chol Davadar, every person has to feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. The Rambam says he has to feel like he's leaving Mitzrayim now. It's relevant to me now. We tell the children, it's not a story in the past, it's not history. It was history, but it's more than history. It's a story that's relevant to us to this very day. We are experiencing it together tonight. That's a Haggadah. That's not a Sipur. That's not an Amira. You're not just telling the kids. You're telling them a story, and you're expressing to them that this story is relevant to us nowadays as well. And that's why we use a Lashon Haggadah. We don't use a Lashon Sipur. Yes, it's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just a Sipur. It's a Haggadah. It's a Magid because it's relevant to us now as well. The Baal Haggadah begins, Holach ma'anya diacholo avasona ba'arad mitzrayim. What's this referring to? This lach ma'anya diacholo avasona ba'arad mitzrayim. They ate it in Mitzrayim. So the Ramban points out that actually matzah is a symbol for two things. It's a symbol both that we left Mitzrayim b'chipozo, l'hispech b'zerem shal avasenu l'hachmetz, that there was no time for the matzah, for the lechem to rise, stayed as matzah. It's a zecher lecherus. But the Ramban in Parashas Re'eh points out that v'hu oni, lechem oni, shivas yom tochol olav matzahs lechem oni. It's written without a vav, lechem oni, as we described at great length in the shiurim. It's written without a vav as lechem oni because v'hu oni zecher yoyob mitzrayim b'lechem tzar umayim lachatz. The Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they didn't have so much food. It was hard for them. It was hard for them. The food was hard for them. So the matzah is also a zecher to the avdus. It's a zecher to the fact that they didn't have plenty in Mitzrayim. So the matzah symbolizes both the zecher lecheiros and the zecher leavdus as well. Matisyo Solomon in his Haggadah wants to suggest that maybe that's why we start with this piskel. We start with this paragraph because it's kiyum and maschil beginus. Rav and Shmuel have their disagreement. What is Maschil beGenus? But starting with any Genus, is significant. And matzah, we know, is the symbol of the entire Seder. So we bedavka say, holach ma'anya diachalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. This lach ma'anya is not just what they ate when they left Mitzrayim. It's what they ate in Mitzrayim. This is a kiyum in maskil b'genuas to mention the avdus and the oni that they experienced in Mitzrayim itself. We conclude the paragraph, hashata ocho l'shana ba'ar de Yisrael, hashata avde l'shana ba'b'nei Cholim. Why do we mention this in the Seder? Again, it's a nice tefillah, but what's the idea? Why do we mention this at the beginning of the Seder? Rabbi Genak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim, in Chelek Aleph, his first volume of the Sefer, in Simen Chav Gimel, he suggests that maybe we're trying to answer a question that one might ask. That if we're in Golos, then what are we making a Seder for? What's the simcha of the Seder night? What are we making a Seder with such a festive experience, right? Such enjoyment, such royalty, such majesty. If we're in Golos, then we shouldn't have such a simcha. So what are we making the Seder for? That's why we say, Ashata ocha l'shana ba'arad Yisrael, Ashata adi l'shana ba'b'nechor. Rabbi Genak gives a mashal. He says, if a person is in jail, and they tell him he's going to be leaving, they're going to free him tomorrow. So he feels like a ben-charan even now. He's still in jail, but he feels like a ben-charan because he knows it's coming tomorrow. Conversely, you take a person who's a free man, so to speak, but they tell him he's going to be indicted tomorrow and he'll be sent to jail. So he feels like a jailed individual even now. He feels like an eved even now. Even though he's not sitting in jail, but it's like he's already in jail. And he's not going to be nene, he's not going to enjoy his cheres, even though he's still a free man today. Similarly, we say, Ashata hocha, maybe now we're in Golos, but l'shana ba ba'arad Yisrael, Ashata avde l'shana ba b'nei chorin. Maybe now we're still avodim. Maybe we're still in Golos, but l'shana ba b'nei chorin. The geula can come at any moment. We know it can come b'chipaz, and it can come at any moment. And that's our national destiny. The destiny of Klal Yisrael is to have a geula. So it's like we are B'nai Charan even now. The fact that L'shana Abba B'nai Charan, the fact that we have emunah, that we can be B'nai Charan at any moment, we hope next year, we believe that next year we're going to be B'nai Charan, that's our destiny. So then we feel like B'nai Charan even now. That's why we can have a Seder, B'simcha Rabbah. Because we really feel like B'nai Charan even now, because we know that's where we're going. Freedom is not a function of a person's physical location. It's a function of his mindset, of his aspiration, and of his direction in life. And that's perhaps the message that the Baal HaVada wants to bring in. Manishtana. The Welt asks, why is Manishtana so important? Why do you need Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, Derech Sheilu Tshuva? We talked so much about the Lomdus of Derech Sheilu Tshuva and Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so important? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers based on a very important yisod. Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel says, "Vavo ama oretz lifnei Hashem b'moadim habaderech shar tzofon lehishtachavos yetzei derech shar negev." When you come into the Beis Hamikdash, so the one who comes on the north from the north, he has to leave on the south. The habaderech shar negev yetzei derech shar tzofon, the one who comes in the south has to leave in the north. He's not allowed to go this out the same road. He has to go out a different road. That's the pasuk. This is the minute someone gets an aliyah to the Torah, he comes up to the bima on one side, you're supposed to leave on the other side. Similar, you're coming toward the Beis HaMikdash, the bima is like a mizbeach, so you're not supposed to leave the same way. Why? Why is that? So someone has suggested that there's an idea that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you always have to have a sense of freshness, a sense of excitement. If you become familiar with the environment of the Beis HaMikdash, you go in one way, you come out the same way, you become used to it, it's not exciting, it loses a sense of freshness, and that's a terrible thing. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have to always have a sense of excitement. Similarly, in Parshas Achrimos, it says, Dabar al Aaron achicha val yovah b'chaleis el hakodesh. Aaron can't come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim except Yom Kippur to do the Avodah. He doesn't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Why? Rashi says, "Lefi shegilu shchinasi sham yizar shlo yar gelavam." Zeh pshuta. The pasuk pshat is that since the gilu shchin is there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, the Kohen God was not allowed to come there. Why? because he can't get used to it. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is a special place. He only comes there once a year. Can't come there more than once a year. Because something, a place of Kedusha, if you want to maintain that sense of excitement for the place of Kedusha, then you can't come there often. The Chaim Shmulevitz wants to suggest, that's the idea of Derech Shailu Tshuva. Why do we do CPRC Yisrael with questions and answers? Because this is not an informational shiur that we're giving to the Talmidim, to the children. We gotta get them involved. You gotta ask a question. When you ask a question, it excites someone. It piques their interest. It gets them involved in the process. And that excitement brings home the CPRC Yisrael in a different way. Get the children asking about the karpas and Akira Sashulchan and about everything else that we're doing that's so strange, and suddenly the kids feel they want to be a part of it. They're excited for the answer, they're excited to understand, they're excited for the hodah, they're excited for all the parts of the Seder. The idea is to create a sense of freshness, to create excitement. Without the excitement, it's a different experience. And certainly to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim, to really get involved in the story, that comes with questions. When you have more questions, that gets you more excited for the answer, more excited for the story, and you really become a part of it, then it has a hashpah. So the Baal HaGadol after the Manishtana, he answers, Avodim Ayuno Lefar B'Mitzrayim. Here we start the Sipur, answering the children, answering the questions that we've asked. Avodim Ayuno Lefar B'Mitzrayim. Why do we say Lefaro B'Mitzrayim? We could say Avodim Ayuno B'Mitzrayim. Why Lefar B'Mitzrayim? The Rav wanted to suggest that there are two types of slaves. There's an Eved who's owned by an individual, and there's an Eved that's owned by a state. Both types of Avdus are degrading, but they're different. When you have an Eved that's owned by an individual, so sometimes the Eved can achieve a position of prominence in the home of that individual. Take, for example, Yosef. Yosef was in Potiphar's home. We know he achieved a sense of prominence. But someone who's a slave of a state, right? Someone who's the property of a cold and merciless state, he can't have any connection. There's no potential for a connection for any relationship with the Adam. There's no friendship possible. No matter how long he stays a slave, there's going to be the same cold relationship. It's like the first day. There's no relationship with the master whatsoever because there's no connection. You don't even know who he is. That's the meaning over here. We were Avodim Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. You know, in Mitzrayim, even the Melech didn't have a name. He was just called Paro. Right? All of the Melechim, they were called Paro. That's not their specific name. They were called Paro because that's what Mitzrayim was. It was a cold state, a cold corporate state. And that's why even the king's identity was erased from Mitzrayim. So if the king's identity was erased, so we were just a faceless group of avodim, a faceless group of slaves. There was no relationship. The whole relationship with power was an impersonal one. Said the Rav, that just highlights the cruelty of the avdus in Mitzrayim. And that's what the Baal HaGadol wants to bring up. So I thought maybe that's what the hemshech of this paragraph is about. In the pasuk in the Torah it says Vayotzienu Hashem Misham. It doesn't say Hashem Elokeinu. Why does the Baal HaGadol add the phrase, the word Elokeinu? So the Rav himself suggests Hashem Elokeinu is coming to emphasize that the Iker Geula was not the Geulas Haguf that we spoke about over Shabbos, but the Geulas Hanefesh, the spiritual Geula. Elokeinu, not just Hashem. Elokeinu, that gives us mitzvahs. That's the Rav's approach. But maybe according to this other idea of the Rav, you can suggest that the point is Avodim Ayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim means we were Avodim to a faceless Adam, to an Adam that didn't have a relationship with us. But what happened? Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Elokeinu, our God, a God that we have a relationship with, a God that cares about us. What a difference. What a difference it is. What a difference it is. The Baal HaGadol continues with the Maisa of the Chachamim that were Mesapa B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Kaloso Alayla, and he quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's statement, Harani Kiven Shivim Shana Lo Zeyach Zachisi Shad Yomer Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla Sachid Darsha Ben Zoma. Many ask, what's the connection? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is talking about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. These Chachamim are talking about Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the Seder night. The focus on the Seder night is not the Zechira, it's the Tzipor. So the Nesivus in his Agoda Maisa Nisim, he suggests that the idea is that if not for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you think that Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim can be fulfilled with just the Hazkara of the Alma, just by mentioning the fact that we left Mitzrayim. But once there's already a mitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so obviously Tzipor requires more. We've spoken a little bit about this Yesod in the past. But perhaps another answer might be that there has to be a connection between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Tzipor. The Tzipor of the Seder night is all about detail. It's for Kolamarba Lasaper, Reza Meshubach, Kolamarba. It's about the Ribuy of the Tzipor. We have to talk about all the details of the Avdus and the Cheiris and to be Marba in the Tzipor. But what's the goal? So the goal obviously is to fulfill a mitzvah, to get to the sense of that we feel that we're leaving Mitzrayim, and to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. But maybe part of the goal is that when we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriya Shema a whole year, we should think a little bit about the thanks that we really feel. You know, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is just a short statement, but when you work at it, at the Seder night, when you embellish and you deepen your understanding of what that Yetzias Mitzrayim or Geulas Mitzrayim is all about, so then when you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in just like a short statement that we were taken out of Mitzrayim, you still have the residue, you have the remnants of the complete Hakara Satov that you feel on the Seder night. You have that even with the short Zechira that you mention each and every day, twice a day. You know, it's like a person who does Chazara. Now, sometimes you have a long set of notes, but when you do Chazara, you write just like short points. So what's the purpose of the short points? You can't Chazara, everything is... So short points is not the whole Chabura, it's not the whole Sugya, right? No, but when you look at the short points, that reminds you of this issue and that issue. And you're reminded by all the simonim that you make. Maybe that's the idea. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is like a reminder. It's like a simon. It's the simon to remind us of the Seder night the whole year. We don't experience the Seder night the whole year. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to bring back the memories of the Seder a whole year. And that's the connection between the two. That we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to bring home on a daily basis all the lessons of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah continues, Yochel Mei Rosh Chodesh Tamad Lomar Bayom Ahu. I would think that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan we should talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just one moment before we get to that. Let's do the Dalet Banim for a moment. We know one of the centerpieces of the Seder is the Arba Abonim. So many ask, why are we so angry with the Rosha? Right? Rosha Ma Omer Ma Havoda Azos Lachem. The Rosha says, what is this Avoda Lachem? So many ask, what are we so angry at the Rosha for saying Lachem, Lachem Velolol, if he shows the Assassin in Akla, Kafa Be'ikar, he's Motzi Assassin in Akla. The Chacham also is Motzi Assassin in Akla. The Chacham says, Moha Eidos Ve'achukim, He also says Eschem, the Rosh says Lachem, and the Chacham says Eschem. What's the difference? So the Mach Zavitri answers, the difference is that the Chacham says Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. He says Hashem our God. He brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture, and he brings himself into the picture too. He includes himself. So his Eschem is not said in the sense that he's Hotzi HaSatzu Min HaKlal. He wants to be part of the Klal. But the fact that the Rosh doesn't say Elokeinu, so that implies that his Lachem means that he wants to take himself out of the Klal. Lachem, it's for you. This Avoda is for you, it's not for me. That's the Mach Zavitri. But others suggest that, you know what the difference is? The Rosh says, Ma ha'avoda hazos Lachem. What is this Avoda to you? He uses a Lashon Avoda. Avoda can be a very good thing, but the Rosha doesn't mean it that way. He means that it's a tircha, it's a burden. What's this burden? What's this avoda, this difficult avoda that you have? The Chacham talks about Eidos and Chukim, Mishpatim. He talks about the mitzvos in a respectful way. The Rosha speaks about the mitzvos in a disrespectful way. The Lashon avoda that the Rosha used over here is disrespectful. So that proves to us that when he says lachem, he doesn't want to be part of the klal. He feels that the mitzvahs are a burden on him. He doesn't want to be part of the mitzvahs. And that's why we emphasize to the rest of the family that if the Rasha were there, Bavur Zasa Hashem li b'tzeisim v'mitzayim livel alo ilu hayasham lo hayanigal, that the Rasha would not have been redeemed. Because he doesn't understand what Torah mitzvahs is really about. Yes, mitzvahs might be an effort. They might take time, but they're not a burden. You can't look at mitzvahs like they're a burden. Mitzvahs are the most wonderful thing. And the Rasha who calls mitzvahs avoda, he thinks that it's a burden. He misses the whole point. He doesn't want to be a part of Klal Yisrael. He doesn't appreciate the value of Torah mitzvahs. The Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya says, Amzu yotzati li tilosi saperu v'osi lo karosa Yaakov ki yogata bi Yisrael. The Navi says, Amzu yotzati. Klal Yisrael is a people, saying b'shem Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've created this people to say my tehillos, to say my praises. But v'osi lo karosa Yaakov, but you, Yaakov, you didn't call me. Somehow we've lost touch with each other. Ki yogata bi Yisrael. Because you're tired of me, Yisrael. What's the pshat? There's a famous mashal that the Dubda Magid gives to a wealthy person who goes traveling on the high seas. He takes a boat ride, he takes a ride in the ship, and he comes to dry land, and everyone is disembarking from the ship, and the wealthy man is going to go to his hotel, so he tells the porter to carry his suitcase, tells him, take my suitcase, bring it up to the hotel, and I'll pay you when you come up to the hotel, I'll pay you for it. Hours pass, and the man hasn't come. Finally, comes huffing and puffing up the stairs to the wealthy man. He opens the door, knocks on the door, opens the door, and the wealthy man said, "Why? What took you so long?" So the guy says, "What took me so long? This suitcase is so heavy. What do you have in here, rocks?" The wealthy man looks at the porter and he says, you must have the wrong suitcase. Because I was traveling light. So if you think that I have rocks in the suitcase, if you think this suitcase is heavy, you must have the wrong suitcase. That's not my suitcase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Yogata Bi Yisrael. If you think Torah and Mitzvot is a Yegiyah, if you think it's a burden, Osi Lo Karasa Yaakov, then you got the wrong address. That's not me. That's not Torah and Mitzvot. You haven't met me. If you think it's a burden, you haven't met me, because Torah and Mitzvahs is the most wonderful thing in the world. It's the biggest hanah that you can imagine. The Rasha doesn't appreciate that. And that's the message that the Baal HaGadol wants to bring out, that we have to tell the rest of the family, it's not an avoda, it's not something difficult, it's not a burden, it's the most wonderful gift that we can have. Maybe let's move along, because we seem to be running out of time. Baruch Shomer after Chosel Yisrael Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chisha V'Sakeitz. What's the Chiddush? Many ask, what's the Chiddush? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chisha V'Sakeitz. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the Chiddush? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shomer after Chosel, he keeps his promises. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not keep his promises? Of course he's going to keep his promises. So some answer that maybe the Baal HaGadol is explaining as he continues. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chisha V'Sakeitz. He says in the Bris Bein HaBesorim that Klal Yisrael is going to be Avodim for 400 years. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out after 210. Right? He took us out after 210. He was Chisha V'Sakeitz, took us out 190 years early. So why did he do that? So the Mefarshim explain, the Sefer Kabbalah say that Klal Yisrael would be Memta Sharituma, and if HaKadosh Baruch hadn't taken us out, then we would have fallen to the 50th Shar, and then it would have been impossible to redeem us. So HaKadosh Baruch had to take us out in order to take us out early so that the Geula would be possible. If you think about it, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch took us out early, that wasn't coming to us. That wasn't part of the Haftacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu he'd take us out, but only if we're able to be taken out, only if we're worthy. But if we've reached the Shar Nun of Tuma, then we wouldn't be worthy to be taken out. That's not the Ribbono Shel Olam's fault. That's awful. That's a problem mitzidenu, not mitzido. So the fact that he kept his promise, the fact that he somehow engineered that the Shibud of Mitzrayim should be more difficult, so that we'd be able to be Yotze the 400 years, the time that we're supposed to be, that we're able to be Yotze then in 210, that was a chesed, it was a matnas elokim. It was difficult, but it was the biggest chesed, because without that, we wouldn't have gone out. So Baruch Shomer Avtechoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be blessed, he's to be praised for keeping his promise, because he engineered a way that the promise could be kept, and that was something that he did for us. That wasn't his problem. It was our problem, that we were in a situation that we wouldn't have been able to be redeemed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered it so that we'd be able to be redeemed. So that's why we're so appreciative, that he gave us a situation, he somehow arranged Shibud Mitzrayim in such a way that we'd be able to have a good life. Much of the Haggadah is darshaning the psukim of Parshas Kisavo, the Parsha of Mikra Bikurin. We spoke about this at length in the Mishnah, Kuf Tezvo, Vidorish, Mei Arami, Ovidovi, Achiyigma, Kol HaParsha Kula. Why dafka do we pick the Parsha of Kisavo to have the drushas of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's very bekitzer over here. There's a lot of drushas of Chazal that we have to see. Every word in the psukim, we have to see drushas of Chazal. Why not mention psukim of Sefer Shmos, where it's much more elaborate? I mean, that's what we do. We have the different words of Mikra Bikurim, and we elaborate with psukim from Sefer Shmos. So why not just mention the psukim in Sefer Shmos to begin with? The Rav wanted to suggest that that's really part of the Yesodos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know V'higalata Levincha is all about Mesorah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Mesorah. And part of Mesorah is Torah Shebaal Peh. We want to emphasize that idea. So we bedavka pick a parsha where it's all said b'kitzah. We need the Torah Shebaal Peh, we need Chazal to embellish and to bring out the grandeur of what's referred to in these short words of the Psukim. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Yesod, one of the Yesodos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, is to appreciate the Torah Shebaal Peh, appreciate what the Chachmei Mesorah have to give to us. So that's why B'davka we darshan the Parsha of Mikra Bikur. So one of the first drushes we have, Vayogar Sham, Melamish Leyara Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim Ela Lo Gosham. That Yaakov Avinu didn't go down to Mitzrayim to live there long term, but only temporarily. The Vilna Gaon says, L'hishtakeh means liyos shokua. We talk about being shokua belimud. We're so engrossed in our learning. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to be shokua. He didn't want to have a sense of permanence in Mitzrayim. Only logor l'fisho. Logor l'fisho. Why? Says the Gura, because Yaakov Avinu understood that if he would be mishtakeh, if Klal Yisrael would be mishtakeh in Mitzrayim, they'd have a sense of permanence, then they wouldn't be roi for the Geula. The Balaturim in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk Vayisub Bnei Yisrael, Meiram Se Sukosa, he says Sukosa is written Samach Chof Tov Hei. So he says Sukosa Beis Chaserim. The Balaturim collects different words in Tanakh that are similar. And he tries to make comparisons, contrast between them. So he says the word sukosa appears twice, and they're both chaser, they're both without a vav. Meiram say sukosa, and V'Yaakov nosa sukosa. To tell you that Bezchus Yaakov, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Bezchus Yaakov Avinu. So the answer might be that when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says that he was afraid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell him, Altira Meridam Mitzrayim, don't be afraid going down to Mitzrayim. Why was Yaakov Avinu so afraid? And the answer is Yaakov Avinu was all about remaining separate. Vayivoser Yaakov Levado. Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Bodod Ein Yaakov. Bodod. Yaakov was about Levado, he was about Bodod. He understood that Klal Yisrael had to remain separate and unique. Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, when he comes to Shechem, it's Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. Chazal say Yaakov Avinu was Kova Tchumim. Poshup Shad is he was Kovert Chum Shabbos, but the Meshech Chochma explains that it's a general principle too. Yaakov Avinu was Kovert Chumim. You know, we think of Yaakov Avinu as being a big businessman. He was Me'uriv and Mabrius, and you know, he made a lot of money, and he was wealthy, and he was out in the world, and Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, he was Kovert Chumim, because he understood Bnei Yisrael have to be separate. And that's the message over here. Yaakov Avinu told the Shvatim, Logur Ba'aretz Banu. We're here not leishtakel, we're here logo. We're not here long term. That's not our goal. America is not long term either. We're here on a temporary visa. It's not forever. We're not supposed to be here. Yaakov Avinu told his children, we're not in Mitzrayim long term. It's only logo. And that's why when they come to Paro, what are they saying? The Gorba Aretz Banu Kiyein Mir Latzon, and they say, V'ata Yeshvu Na Avodecha Be'eretz Goshen. We're only here logar, and therefore let us stay Be'eretz Goshen. What do the two have to do with each other? We're here logar, so, you know, Shalom, we're giving you, you know, we're saying hello to you. They say, Ata, now put us in Eretz Goshen. The answer is, that's exactly the point. They tell them, Logar Be'eretz Banu, We're not like you. We'll be friendly. That's fine. But we're separate. We're different. We're unique. So we want to live Be'eretz Goshen. We want to live separate from the rest of the people. That's the message, says the Gaon, of Logar Be'eretz Banu. That's the message of the words Vayogar Shem. Vanitzak El Hashem. Have to skip around a little bit. You can't necessarily present everything that you've prepared because there's not enough time. Haggadah is so pregnant with meaning. You mamash have to spend the time to really look at the mefarshim. Take some time. It's important to help the family clean up for Pesach, but you also have to prepare. You have to look at the Haggadah to see what you can gain from the Haggadah. There's so much to learn. Vanitzak El Hashem. We cried out in tefillah. The Ramban in Parashas Shmos writes that the Geula would not have come without tefillah. It says, "Vayishma Elokim es nakosam, vayizkar Elokim es brisa, vayar Elokim vayeda Elokim." It says the Ramban, "Ki avavi shenishlam azman shenigzar aleihem lohayu ruiyim liyigoyel elamibnei atzaoka kibel tefilasim berachamav." It was only because of the tzaoka, only because Klal Yisrael cried out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their tefillah, and that's why they were zochet to a Geula. Vanitzak El Hashem is not just what we did, but that was the precursor. That's what enabled Yetzias Mitzrayim. Without them crying out, without the tefillah, Yetzias Mitzrayim would not have happened. Only came bezchus ha'tefillah. It's a Musa Haskel. You know, people say, why is Mashiach not coming? Maybe according to the Ramban, one of the answers is, we don't want him enough. We're not davening enough for him. We're not asking enough for him. The Geula can't come without tefillah. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. So we have to daven. Maybe if we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually bring him more quickly. Skipping a little bit. One of the points we mentioned in Vayenu, the also bahem shvatim v'horages b'choreihem. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu otzianu mimitzrayim v'also bahem shvatim v'horages b'choreihem. So what do you have to mention v'horages b'choreihem for? V'also bahem shvatim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrim. So horages b'choreihem is part of the punishing of the Mitzrim. Like, what's the difference? What's special? So the Brisker Rav explains that the Makas, in a sense, were a kiyum of the bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avram. He says, "V'gamas hagoya sheyavodu don anochi." I'm going to judge the nation that's going to subjugate Bnei Yisrael. So the Makas were part of the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to punish the Mitzvah. But Makas Bechoros was not part of that equation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzvah, that was a kiyum of the bris Bein Apsarim. But Makas Bechoros was different. It's interesting. The Tzach Adash Ba'achav, there is three and four. But it's not really like that. The Makas that came to punish the Mitzvah, that was really nine Makas, in three groups of three. Makas Bechoros, says the Brisker Rav, was really a separate Maka. That Maka was the catalyst to get the Mitzvah to free Bnei Yisrael. It was the catalyst. It wasn't a Maka of Onesh. It was a makkah that finally would get them to force us out. That Paro would say, get out of here. That's it. It wasn't really a makkah of onish. The onshim were before. It was the makkah to really get them to leave. So that's why maybe it's mentioned separately in Dayenu. That first it was also Bem Shvatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzim, the Harages Bechareim, that enabled Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like a different concept. different concept. It's interesting, in the Halal HaGodol, we say, L'makim Mitzrayim Bevchareim Kili Olam Chasdo, Vayotzi Yisrael Mitocham Kili Olam Chasdo. What's the connection between the two? It's just L'makim Mitzrayim Bevchareim brings Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes, that was the Makos Bechoros. The Makos Bechoros was the catalyst to bring Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not focusing on the Makos themselves, we're focusing with the catalyst, with the Makos Bechoros, that actually brought about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe there's another answer to this question I was thinking of. Some ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill Dafka the Bechorim? What's it their fault for? Just the Bechorim? Why the Bechorim? The Rav suggests that Bnei Yisrael were not only Meshubah to Mitzrayim, they were not only Meshubah to Paro, they were Meshubah to all of Mitzrayim. Right? It wasn't just Paro. Paro couldn't have done it himself. All of the Egyptian people had to be Meshabi Bnei Yisrael. If they weren't in on the act, so then it wouldn't have worked. Paro needed the help of the Mitzrayim in order to be Meshabi Bnei Yisrael. So how did he do that? The answer is that the Bechorim were the ones with prominence. Bechorim in general, we find time of the Chumash, and even nowadays, Bechorim have a position of prominence, of power. Pasuk says, Reuven Bechori Ata Kochi Vereshis Oni. Bechorim had a position of prominence in the family. They had sway over the members of the family. So the Bechorim were critical to Paro. Paro got the Bechorim to instill a sense of sinah, right? To instill within the members of their family a sense of sinah against Bnei Yisrael. That's why they were able to be Meshabenas. So the Bechorim have a special onish. Right? The Bechorim have a special, just like they had a place of prominence in the Sheba, they have a place of prominence in the Onesh as well. So maybe that's why, according to this idea of the Rav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his wrath out on the Bechorim because they were the ones who really caused the whole Sheba. They got everyone to hate Bnei Yisrael. So that's why we mention them specifically, because we're saying not only Osavim Shvatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzvah, but Hara against Bechoreim, he killed their leaders, not just Paro. He didn't kill Paro, but he killed Bechorim. The Bechorim are really the leaders of Mitzrayim and Meshabit Klal Yisrael. And then we have Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, right, that you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mora. So many ask, why is the Matzah mentioned before the Mora? If the Shibud, if Vayimoras Chayim came before the Matzah, so we should mention the Mora first. Different answers given. And the Sivis and his Maisa Nisim has a beautiful answer. He suggests that if we mention the Mora first, then we get the impression that what we really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is that the Merirus of the Shibud was taken away. But that's not what we want to focus on the Seder night. What we want to focus on is the Matzah. We want to focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as His Avodah. The fact that we have a Geula, we have a new life, a new lease on life. It's not just that we don't have Merirus, but we have such a positive existence now. And that's Merumas in the Matzah. The Matzah is not just taking away Merirus, but the Chipazon of the Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered that the Geula came quickly because He cares so much about us and He wanted to bring a Geula to us. And He wants us to serve Him. So that's why we mentioned Matzah first, to focus more on the positive aspect of the Geula, not just the lack of the negative. So I was thinking that's really Merumas in the Lashon of the Baal HaGadol. Matzah zushanu olchem al shum ma. So in the Mishnah it says, al shum shenigalo v'senu mimitzrayim, because our forefathers taken out of Mitzrayim, that's why we eat the Matzah. But the Baal HaGadol has an arichas. He says, "Matzah zushanu olchem hashemah al shem shlo hitzpe b'tekum shlo avasen la'achmet zachenigal le'em melech malchei ha'melochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu uga'olam." Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to them and He redeemed them. Why this arichas? He left Mitzrayim and there wasn't time for the bread to rise, so we eat the matzah. No, because the point is we want to emphasize that we're so happy HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not just that we don't have the Shibud of Mitzrayim. We don't have the difficulties of Mitzrayim. We don't have the Mora of Mitzrayim. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo b'atzmo, with His Ahava, He took us out of Mitzrayim quickly. He didn't allow the bread to rise. He took us out of Mitzrayim just when the time was right. And He took us as a people. He gave us a Torah. And He gave us everything everything we have. That's what we want to focus on in the Seder. The beauty of the matzah, not necessarily the lack of more. That's our bracha. Look, we've all been through a very difficult year. COVID is not an easy year. It has not been an easy time. But we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us mercy, that just like He took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and He showed us Rachmanis at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too will bring us Yeshua's Bekarov from the challenge of COVID, from all of the other challenges we have. And He'll bring us to the ultimate Geula and the Binyan by Yishlishi, B'mheira of Yameinu Amen. Wish you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.